Good morning. So today in our gospel in John 20, 19 to 23, Jesus bestowed on the disciples the Holy Spirit. In verse 22, he said, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Prior to Pentecost, the disciples were distressed. In fact, as described in our gospel today, they were in a locked room. They were in the upper room called the cenacle, and they locked all the doors and closed all the windows for fear of the Jews. When they saw Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, they were filled with joy. There was so much joy in their heart. This was during resurrection. But when they received the Holy Spirit, they were filled with courage and empowered to have a clear vision and a strong sense of mission. A strong sense of mission. What do we normally say during Pentecost? You see, our church needs a new Pentecost. A new Pentecost in order for us to go beyond our rituals, laws, doctrines, and even administration. And find new ways and means in expressing our faith. New ways and means of revealing God in the everyday realities of life. Many times, we see the church as an institution, and we sometimes only say that we are a church when we are inside the church and when we're involved in the activities of the church. But that is not true. To be church is, for me, to be church is to be a witness. To be church is to be part of that a fabric of life. That it becomes part and parcel of our daily life. Daily life. You see, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, in Article 731, Ascension or Pentecost is described as the fulfillment of Christ's Passover. And how was it fulfilled? The fulfillment and completion came with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need to develop. Spirituality is not something that is foreign. It should be something that is innate in us. It should be something that we can use every day. It should be something that is part of our daily life. And how do we do that? By understanding that God is planted where we are. It is a sense of calling. It is a sense of mission. And it's not something new. It's not something new. The missionary thrust of the church has been changed so much. Gone were the days when the church would go to different nations, different lands, conquering that land, and thinking that he is bringing the church, God, in those pagan lands. But that's not true. Because God is already there. And sometimes we have also that same framework. That we think that God is so foreign that God cannot be in our families, the most basic ecclesial community, or in our neighborhood, in our workplace. That is Pentecost. You see, all of us can experience personal Pentecost. And we don't need to go out. We only need to remember that God is already planted in us. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. 3:16. What that it says, that we are temples of the Holy Spirit, that God is in us, and we are temples of God because we are temples of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul describes it beautifully. Not St. Paul, but St. Luke in the Acts of the Apostle. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 17, verse 22 to 24. You see, when Peter was in Athens, he said, "Men of Athens, I've seen that you are religious in all respect. In fact, when I was going around, I saw an altar dedicated to an unknown God." An unknown God. "Let me proclaim to you who that God is. Let me introduce to you who that God is. That God is the one who created the world and all things. He's the God of heaven and earth." You see, as early as the early Christian church, Paul recognized that God is already there in our communities. And what is the most basic community? The basic ecclesial community is the family. All we need to do, my brothers and sisters, is to allow a new Pentecost in our families, a new Pentecost, personal Pentecost in our life, and allow the Spirit to work in us, to empty ourselves and allow God to become part of our life. Yesterday, I told the congregation that there is a beautiful song in Tagalog, in my dialect, and the title of the song is Buksan. And the refrain of the song says, "Basong may tubig, lagyan mong muli, aapaw dahil wala nang silid." The meaning of the song, that refrain, is very simple. If you put water on a glass that is already filled, it will spill out because it's already full. In the same way, we cannot invite the Spirit in our life, in our families, in our communities, if we are so full of ourselves. You see, we need the new Spirit, a new Pentecost in our church. What kind of Spirit? The Spirit of St. Francis of Assisi, the fidelity of St. Padre Pio, who touch the hearts of people. These are Spirit-filled men who are simple persons who allow the Spirit to work in them. Why? Because God knows and did not use clever and learned people in His work of salvation oftentimes, because He knows that it's difficult for people who think of themselves really big, who sees themselves greater than anything else. And that is why the song makes a lot of sense. Pentecost can happen to anyone. Pentecost is an event that each of us should experience. But how do we experience Pentecost? By emptying ourselves and allowing God to fill us. There is a prayer, "Come Holy Spirit." It's a beautiful and powerful prayer. Why is it beautiful and powerful? Because, especially in times of, you know, doubts, times of questions, in times of temptations, and even in indecisions, you pray the prayer of the Holy Spirit. And what do? You open your hearts and your minds to the presence and power of God. And that is Pentecost. That is Pentecost. Brothers and sisters, you see, Pentecost is the outpouring of the Spirit. And this was promised by God. Remember, during the sixth Sunday of Lent, in John chapter 14, 16 to 18, Jesus said to his apostles, "I will ask the Father to send another advocate, the Spirit of Truth." Why? Because I don't want you to be orphans. Last Sunday in our gospel, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus said, "Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Lo, know and believe that I will be with you until the end of time." Pentecost, brothers and sisters, and Ascension did not only complete the Passover, it guaranteed the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And the church has been saying that. Read your catechism. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, specifically Article 659 up to 667, which deals on the Ascension, on the last article, 667, it describes the fruits of the Ascension. And what is that fruit of the Ascension? That because of the Ascension, God is now in the sanctuary of heaven, interceding for us as a mediator and assuring for us a permanent outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God promised it. But sometimes we are the ones who don't want to accept it. Or sometimes we do not know how to accept the Spirit in our life. We do not know how to experience a new Pentecost in our life. The dynamics is very simple. If we want the Spirit to work in our life, we have to empty ourselves and allow God to pour His grace, His Spirit in us. Please all stand.